Well, if you're a fan of popular TV series Call the Midwife and you've thought, you know, I'd always like to do something like that, well, now in a way's your chance. You might want to become a Moggy Midwife. Got you interested? It's all in aid of Wood Green, the Animals Charity. And to explain what we're after, Charlie Fuller, who is the foster coordinator for Wood Green, joins me on the line. Charlie, very good afternoon to you.
Afternoon.
All right. So, Moggy Midwives. Well, tell us what a Moggy Midwife is and why are you looking for some?
So, a Moggy Midwife is someone who will take a pregnant cat or a mum and kittens into their home, usually something like a spare room, office, a little box room that they have no use for anymore, and will keep an eye on them and will support them and socialise them and care for them until the kittens are old enough to come in to be spayed or castrated and rehomed. We are in need of more, purely because there is much more of a demand this year. I think COVID definitely had an effect on a lot of people the last 2 years, and I think everything kind of slowed down. A lot of people had a lot more time on their hands, and in most cases, these pregnant cats and mums and kittens, people kept them, right, and had the time to support them themselves, whereas now the world is kind of going back to normal a little bit. They don't have the time again. So we've kind of had the last 2 years of not really offering out many pregnant cats and mums and kittens, which did mean that we ended up losing quite a lot of our fosterers. And now that we are back into the thick of it and we're getting a lot more requests, we just don't quite have enough people to help everyone.
Okay. Now, you mentioned there, you know, a spare room or something. And as I understood it, cats normally, when they're, or the mothers like that, they're pretty self-sufficient, aren't they? You always see these videos. I mean, the internet is awash with cat videos. It's what the internet was invented for. But you do see them looking up. Cats do make good mothers generally, don't they?
They do. Even so, typically our mum cats can be anywhere from 6 months old, which is just crazy, to about 3 years old. So that's kind of the average bracket that we get in. And even if they've never been a mum before, most of our mum cats are brilliant. They just take to it. They deal with everything. And you basically just give them a safe, secure place and food.
Right.
And then when kittens get a little bit older, you get a little bit more involved. But the initial process, you aren't that heavily involved. You're just kind of there to make sure everyone feels nice and comfortable and everyone's well fed. So the reason why we kind of say a spare room, again, this can be any room that you have in the house, as long as it's not a high traffic area where you are going in and out of it a lot, like a kitchen or a living room.
Sure.
Just so that we aren't having any mum cats give birth in very weird and wonderful places, which does happen. We've had a few kind of give birth before we had the whole one room thing, would give birth under a sofa, would try and get behind the cooker. And obviously that is really not a safe place to have babies. So we offer the kind of one room only throughout their whole their foster time to ensure that they are safe and secure, and that we're not putting mum babies at any risk during that time.
Okay. And let's also be clear. I mean, presumably you're looking for people who are going to be around during the day still. You don't want people who are going to say, oh yeah, I'm fostering a cat and I'm going off to work.
So yeah, they don't need to be about much at all, because mum cats do a huge amount. I personally foster pregnant cats and mums and kittens, and I work full time. And my partner works really long hours, and it works really well into our lifestyle because mum does everything.
Right.
So we typically will feed in the morning, feed when we get home from work, and feed later on in the evening. And obviously, you know, ensure that trays are clean, the room is kept tidy, water's changed, that kind of thing. But kind of for the first 4 to 5 weeks of mum giving birth, you really don't have to do a huge amount.
Right.
You're kind of just providing a roof over their head and food in their belly. So it really is something that you can fit around most busy lifestyles. It's not really until they get to the kind of 5 to 6 week mark where you get a lot more heavily involved in the socialization. But that's not something necessarily where there's a time frame. You are just basically getting the kittens used to being handled, played with, human company. Basically, so it's a nice fun thing that you can do every evening.
I was going to say, actually, there's me saying you can't do it and go off to, you actually can, and what a great way, as you say, what a great way to come in from work and spend some time. In terms of the support that you provide, then, you've already mentioned food there. What, I mean, we're assuming, as you say, that most cats are perfectly capable of doing this, but what happens in an emergency?
So in an emergency, we're very lucky that we've got 24/7 cover. So we're very lucky that we have security on our centre, which basically means that out of our normal working hours, which is 9 to 4, or 8 to 4, you can contact someone for help. Whether this needs to be, you're just a little bit worried, you know, maybe a kitten has got himself kind of in a situation that you didn't want to and a little bit trapped somewhere and you just need a bit of support, whether it's someone's just not quite right and they're a little bit poorly, you've got 24/7 cover where we can get your foster pet seen by one of our out-of-hours vets. So this depends on where you live, but we have a very good relationship with a lot of vets in the areas that we cover, where if you did need to see, if your animal did need to see a vet, then we can get that arranged for you at no cost to yourself. All we ask is for you to get the animal there, but we can also reimburse all for your costs as well. So we're in a very lucky position that we can supply you with all the supplies you need, give you all the support 24/7 whenever you need it, and also reimburse any kind of costs like fuel, or if you did need to buy something last minute as you weren't able to get on site in enough time before you ran out of a supply, we can also reimburse that cost as well.
Fantastic. All right. Now, what happens at the end of this then? Because I'm a bit of a softie. I don't think I'd want to let a load of kittens go. Do you all wind up owning a huge... Do you become like a crazy cat lady?
So, kind of speaking from my experience, I fostered when I wasn't in a position to rehome. So I lived in a rented accommodation where I was allowed to foster, but I wasn't really in a position of wanting to keep, purely because I didn't know when I was going to move and if the next place would allow me to have a cat. So it is a very emotional thing. I still get emotional when I bring my mum and kittens back, but it is something that we provide support for. We kind of talk you through the whole process. So you're involved in writing up assessments to help us rehome them. We ask you for really cute photos and videos that we can send them to new owners. We let you know the types of homes they're going to. So, you know, whether it's a single person, a couple, a family, we will kind of let you know all the information about them and also send you over any updates after they've been rehomed if we get them. So we keep you as involved as we possibly can, just to kind of give you that peace of mind.
Okay, that sounds great. I mean, I guess as you're saying there, you've done it a fair few times now. I guess you get into that rhythm, don't you? That, right, it's that season again. So you get used to the idea that you're going to have some fun and see these little kittens grow up and then off they go. A bit like with having children, really. It's just they don't cost as much once they've gone. People are hearing this and thinking, do you know what? This is exactly what I'd like to do. And it'd be a great way to just get involved, but not with too much commitment. Not like a multi-year commitment. If people want to do this, how's the best way to get in touch with you?
So the best place is to apply online. So it's our woodgreen.org.uk/foster. It will take you to a page where you've got an option for cats, dogs and small pets. If you want to click on the cat section, it will take you to a form at the bottom to fill in all your information. We ask a little bit kind of about you, your lifestyle, if you've got any pets. We ask for some references, and then that automatically comes to our fostering team, where then someone will be in contact to arrange an interview. Once we've done the interview, we can, you know, if everything is well, when everyone's happy, we can get the process started pretty quickly. It's just whenever we get that call about when a pregnant cat comes into us.
Fantastic. All right. Well, it sounds like a great way to spend your summer. With loads of little kittens scampering around. I can't think of anything nicer, but there we are. I can see I'm walking myself into a job here, but no, moving on. Charlie Fuller from Wood Green, thanks so much indeed for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.